Sexual behavior in early human societies. Humans developed in small, sexually active groups where casual sex was typical. Consider how many people you have been intimate with. Can you count them on one hand? Did you need a pen and paper to keep track? Whatever your number, it's likely much lower than that of the average hunter-gatherer. In the tribes of our early ancestors, and still in some indigenous communities today, frequent sexual activity was the norm. In prehistoric communities, sharing was necessary, including sharing sexual partners. Before agriculture was invented a few thousand years ago, humans lived in small nomadic hunter-gatherer tribes. These groups were small, usually at most 150 people. Sharing food, shelter, and childcare was essential for everyone's survival. Sexual relationships were also shared within the community, with both men and women having multiple partners. This multi-partner system helped keep people calm, friendly, and cooperative. Although these societies mostly disappeared long ago, the impact of their open sexual behavior is still seen in human cultures today. Cultural and religious efforts to control human sexuality. Since agriculture was invented, many societies and religions have tried to reduce sexual desire and promote monogamy through strict rules and severe punishments for promiscuity. Despite these efforts, the human sex drive remains strong. For instance, the Romans believed that monogamy, or lifelong sexual pairing, was unnatural, even within marriage. Therefore, it was traditional for a bride to participate in an orgy just before her wedding to appease Mother Nature for the unnatural monogamous life she was about to begin. Similarly, some modern tribes still practice these customs. The Warao people of Venezuela and Guyana have rituals where adults can temporarily break from their usual relationships to have sex with anyone they choose. Shared fatherhood in ancient tribes. In ancient times, sexual promiscuity helped our ancestors survive by sharing fatherhood and strengthening social bonds. Today, people in the Western world are usually eager to know who their real father is, often seen on daytime talk shows. However, some South American tribes have a different view of paternity. For example, the Ake tribe believes in four types of fathers for each child. The one who put it in, those who mixed it, those who spilled it out, and those who provided the child's essence. Ake women are encouraged to have sex with multiple men to collect semen from various sources. For the Ake, shared fatherhood and casual sex benefit their social structure. Because ancient people engaged in casual sex and didn't fully understand conception, they couldn't determine the father of any given child. Consequently, every male was inclined to care for all children, sharing the responsibility. This led to the sharing of food and goods, which improved survival chances for everyone. The role of casual sex and oxytocin in group bonds. Casual sex can strengthen bonds within a group by keeping participants happy, relaxed, and friendly. Oxytocin, known as nature's ecstasy, plays a key role in this process. It's released during sex and creates feelings of closeness and calm. In tribes like the Ake, socioerotic interactions occur not only between males and females, but also among members of the same sex. This includes homosexuality, which is seen as another form of sexual socializing. But why did monogamous relationships become common and promiscuity get a bad reputation? The answer lies in the advent of agriculture. Impact of agriculture on human societies. With the advent of agriculture, human societies underwent significant changes. While traditionally seen as a great leap forward, many scientists now view it as potentially detrimental. Agriculture introduced a more predictable food supply, but also brought challenges. Before farming, our ancestors lived as nomadic hunter-gatherers. They moved frequently, sharing resources and avoiding excess possessions. However, agriculture allowed settlements to form, leading to ideas of ownership and wealth. This led to the first distinctions between rich and poor, sparking issues like hunger and conflict. The new sedentary lifestyle cultivated possessiveness and jealousy. It altered social dynamics and affected sexual freedom. Additionally, a diet based on limited crops affected health negatively. Overall, while agriculture brought stability, it also brought social and health challenges previously unknown to humanity. Impact of human greed on sexual expression and women's status. Human greed affected how people viewed sexual expression and the status of women. It led to possessiveness and jealousy, especially in sexual relationships and families. For wealthy farmers, knowing which children were theirs became crucial to ensure their property stayed in the family after they died. This forced them to control women's fidelity through public shame, physical force, or legal measures like marriage. Men took over farming, making women's gathering skills unnecessary. This limited women to childcare. Over time, a myth developed that women have weaker sexual desires than men, which research shows is untrue. Women's sexual desire matches or exceeds men's. In our culture, it's often assumed that men are more sexually driven than women due to education and tradition. This is reflected in stereotypes that suggest women are typically more reserved and coy. However, recent research challenges this belief. A study compared the sexual arousal of both men and women, including heterosexual and homosexual individuals, by having them watch erotic films while measuring genital blood flow. Surprisingly, the results showed that women experienced just as much physical arousal as men, and in some cases, even more. This suggests that women's sexual desire is at least equal to men's, if not stronger. In a study, it was found that men and homosexual individuals had stronger reactions to scenes featuring their preferred gender. In contrast, heterosexual women showed arousal to a wider range of images, including a video of copulating bonobos. Despite being similarly physically aroused as men, women tended to downplay their excitement when asked to describe their feelings, likely due to social expectations. This suggests that female desire can be more diverse, but also more easily suppressed, compared to male desire. The study hints that both men and women have evolved with tendencies toward promiscuity. This raises questions about our evolutionary history, explored further through comparisons with our primate ancestors, chimpanzees, and bonobos, to understand the social and sexual frameworks of our early communities. Similar social behavior in primates and humans. Our closest relatives among primates, like chimpanzees and bonobos, exhibit social and sexual behaviors that resemble ours. Humans are genetically closest to these species, differing in DNA by just 1.6%. Studying them helps us understand our behavior better. For example, both bonobos and chimpanzees have active and varied sex lives. They live in small, close-knit groups with complex social relationships. In these communities, female bonobos and chimpanzees hold high status and use sex to resolve conflicts among males. Bonobos, in particular, use sexual behaviors to maintain peaceful and egalitarian social structures that are female-dominated. Many primates, like chimpanzees and bonobos, exhibit behaviors that resemble early human hunter-gatherer lifestyles. These include frequent sexual activity among community members, with females often mating with multiple males in quick succession. This contrasts with the traditional belief that humans are naturally monogamous. Chimps and bonobos also share similarities with humans in their enjoyment of oral sex, kissing, and experiencing orgasms. Interestingly, if we look for a primate that shows monogamous behavior, we have to go back further in evolutionary history to gibbons. Gibbons live in secluded pair relationships, unlike the more promiscuous chimps and bonobos. Besides behavioral similarities, there are also anatomical resemblances between humans and these primates. This suggests that aspects of human sexuality have evolutionary roots that link us closely with these animals. Evolutionary adaptations for competitive mating. The human male's genital anatomy suggests that we evolved in a competitive mating system. Relative to body size, the human penis is the largest among primates. Male testes are also large and located outside the body to maintain sperm at the right temperature. These features evolved to serve a specific purpose in our ancestors' environment. In ancient times, females often mated with multiple males, especially when fertile. The size and function of the human penis and testes developed because males needed to compete with other male sperm. Those with larger testes, more sperm per ejaculation, and faster sperm were more likely to successfully fertilize the female's eggs. The human penis and its motion during sex have evolved for specific reasons. One reason is to displace previous semen through thrusting. Moreover, the initial spurts of semen contain chemicals that safeguard the sperm from other sperm chemicals. Size matters not just for male genitals, but also for a man's height. Men are typically taller than women, reflecting a pattern seen in species where multiple males mate with multiple females. This height difference, known as body size dimorphism, developed because females preferred taller mates. Gibbons, on the other hand, evolved as monogamous species, with males and females nearly identical in size. Thus, the promiscuous behavior of our ancestors shaped the physical differences in body size between men and women. Evolutionary remnants of female sexual behavior. Today, some women still exhibit behaviors similar to their ancestors, who engaged in multiple sexual encounters in quick succession. Despite thousands of years passing since the advent of agriculture and the enforcement of stricter social norms against shared sexual relations, remnants of our polygamous past remain noticeable. One example is the loudness during sex that some women display, which can be heard from a distance. In ancient times, this noise served as a signal to other men that a woman was sexually active, inviting them to compete for the chance to reproduce. This phenomenon, known as sperm competition, underscores how certain behaviors have persisted through generations despite societal changes. Moaning during sex, known as female copulatory vocalization, is common in many animals, including our close relative, the bonobo. Female bonobos' moans are so detailed that a male several hundred meters away can gauge the size of the male mating with her and even determine her reproductive state. Another trait from our promiscuous ancestors is that women take longer to climax than men and can have multiple orgasms. This suggests that their ancestors likely had sex with multiple partners in quick succession. While men typically feel sleepy after ejaculating and need a break, women can keep going for longer and have multiple orgasms close together. The rest period that follows might have evolved to give another male a chance to attempt fertilization. Understanding our promiscuous past helps answer how it affects modern relationships. Monogamous love, true love, and human nature. The idea that lifelong monogamy defines true love can lead to disappointment and health issues. It's often believed that if you truly love someone, you'll only ever desire them and have great sex with them, but that's just a nice story, not necessarily reality. Our ancestors evolved to choose sexual partners freely, so biologically, we're inclined to seek different partners. This clashes with romantic movies and stories, creating a gap between idealized love and the reality of monogamous relationships, which can cause deep unhappiness. Monogamy and its effects on health. Monogamy is often seen as natural, but it can lead to misunderstandings about love and sex. When society tells us we should love and desire only one person for life, we may mistake a lack of sexual attraction for lack of love. Similarly, the excitement of an affair can be confused with true love. Monogamy also has health implications. Studies show that men in long-term monogamous relationships experience a significant decrease in testosterone levels. Since testosterone affects male sex drive, lower levels can lead to serious health problems like depression, heart disease, and cancer. Sex, monogamy, and infidelity, a new perspective. Talking openly about sex, monogamy, and cheating could help both individuals and society. The confusion we feel about love nowadays comes from the clash between our culture pushing for monogamy and our natural urge to have sex with different people. To address social issues like misconceptions about love and sex, we should start by openly discussing them. It's important to question popular ideas about sexuality and family, encouraging scientists and the media to talk more about different perspectives. Couples should communicate openly about their sexual desires and fantasies. Accepting masturbation and adolescent sexual relationships more widely can help young people navigate their hormonal changes during puberty. Research shows that not enjoying one's own body can relate to interpersonal issues, especially during puberty when sex hormones are high. Instead of condemning aspects of teenage sexuality, like masturbation, broad sexual education should be provided. In India, the Maurya tribe created teenage dorms where adolescents can explore their sexuality together without supervision. It's crucial to remember that while sex is important, it shouldn't be taken too seriously. It's a biological drive, and our sexual behavior stems from our primate nature, distinct from the deeper connections of long-term love. Key points. 1. Early human societies shared sexual partners to strengthen social bonds. 2. Agriculture led to monogamous norms, impacting sexual expression. 3. Women's sexual desire matches men's, influenced by evolutionary history. 4. Human sexuality, influenced by primate ancestors, shows diverse behaviors. 5. Male genital anatomy reflects a competitive mating history. 6. Monogamous ideals clash with natural human inclinations, affecting relationships. 7. Open discussions about sex and monogamy are crucial for addressing modern challenges.